Why is it that we celebrate the Lord's table? Typically, I read a portion from one of the Gospels where the Lord instituted his table. But for today, I'll just read a portion here from 1 Peter. I think about Peter having to die for the Lord. And yet none of that changed the outcome. And how the Lord, even on his judgment night, when he came out of Pilate's judgment hall, they were hauling him off to condemn and crucify him. He just stood, looked at Peter, talked to him. It says Peter wept. And don't you know that at the moment when the Spirit of God shows us that it was for such as us that he paid the debt, it doesn't leave you hard, cold, calloused, indifferent. You're made to see that I deserve to die just like that baker. And yet it pleased God, for Christ's sake, to save one as I. And that's what we read here as Peter describes in this first chapter. Verse 13, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind. That's what we do as we read the word. We need the word, even as we've heard it preached. Be sober in hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I think about that butler, because Joseph said it's going to be 3 days. And he's going to call you. You'll be delivered. I think about 3 days and three nights, our Lord Jesus was in the grave. And even though no one apprehended it, read after he was resurrected, they all were sitting there scared and stupid and frightened, and no one knowing which way to turn. It didn't change anything. The Lord had already saved them by his death at the cross. But here, we're encouraged. Hope unto the end, notice, for the grace, that's all it is, grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sins. It says there is obedient children. That word means attentive children, hearing children. If you hear and hearken, you obey. Well, who gives ears to hear but Christ? Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. And I say that because nothing about this table that we're partaking of resembles in any way what's being done in denominations and organizations as a sacrament or some kind of religious rite. It's been made into such. People are made to believe if they just take this bread and put it on their tongue that somehow they're receiving grace. No, it's just a piece of bread. I say that, but it represents, it's who it represents that's vital. Unless he gives us life, this bread won't give anybody life. You can take bread and put it on the tongue of a dead man, he's still dead. You're not going to partake of it, eat it. But not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. He's talking about works religion when you read the context. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. You stop and think, whoa. We are holy not by personal obedience, but we are holy by that imputed righteousness. So we live looking to that alone. That's what it is to be holy in your conversation day in, day out. We sing it, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Because it is written, be ye holy for I'm holy. Be sanctified is what that word is. Be set apart. Even as Christ set you apart. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. He's speaking of those that their mind slips back into thinking that somehow it's some little thing I do to contribute that somehow is going to improve on what the Lord's already done. He said, that's fearful. For as much as you know, verse 18, that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your father. That's talking about works religion. Going going back under the law, thinking that somehow now that I'm the Lord, I can go back there and give another good run at it. Nope. Notice verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. So even before there was a fall, God already had appointed the Redeemer, but was manifest in these last times. So it was purposed in eternity, but worked out in time, and manifest in these last times for you who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead. Why did God raise his son from the dead? That's what we're celebrating here. Not just his death, but his resurrection, his coming again. Christ said, this do in remembrance of me till I come. You do show forth his death till he come again. But who do I him believe? We wouldn't be seeing anything more than just a sacrament or a piece of bread unless it was he himself by his spirit that has given us eyes to see. It says, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the spirit of the unfeigned love of the brethren. It says, purified your soul. It is the blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. So in obedience to him and being brought to him based on his grace and his work alone, then our souls are purged, cleansed from dead works, ever trusting them. But what's the evidence? Not only a love for Christ, but see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. This is partaking of the Lord's table is much about the collective body of Christ, of which we are members, where we love those whom God loves. We're not making a distinction. I'm a sinner just as much as anybody, but for God's grace, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Let's thank the Lord for these elements and we'll partake. Gracious Father, thank you that we even have the privilege of holding in our hand an emblem that you have left for your people. Remember your dear son. May we not partake lightly. May we not partake unworthily and thinking ourselves worthy. May we partake in seeing Christ alone as worthy. Not only his perfect life, but his sacrificial death, that you might be just, justified, declare righteous those that you draw to him and give them faith to believe. Thank you for the picture. I pray, Lord, that you continue to sanctify our own minds and hearts, set us apart in our minds and hearts to your blessed Son. Walk in light of that holiness that is ours because of what he's accomplished. Give you all the praise, honor, and glory in our new Savior's name.